Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dan Good, the author, who's joining us here in just a second. But it's going to be very interesting to hear what Dan has to say, the motivation behind writing this book. And I mentioned earlier about how I spent so much time in the Padre clubhouse back when Cammy was here. It'll be interesting to see some of the people that Dan interviewed. And we head out right now to our premier Chevrolet Carlsbad fan hotline. We're joined by the author of Playing Through the Pain, Ken Caminiti, and The Steroids Confession That Changed Baseball Forever. Dan Good joined us on 97.3 The Fan. Dan, I got to be honest, I've been very much looking forward to this interview, and thanks for taking the time today.
Of course. It's such a pleasure to talk to you.
Let's start off the motivation. Why did you want to write this book? And I know you've been working on it since about 2013.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. As a baseball fan of the 1990s, I just adored the way Ken played. I loved his style. I loved his, diving stops, throwing the ball across the diamond, switch hit power. And I just really appreciated the grittiness he had on the field. And I also appreciated his honesty in coming forward and talking about steroids openly in 2002. And, as a fan, I always felt like that was a book I wanted to read. I wanted to read a book about Ken, and nothing was being written. And, as my journalism career was picking up, I decided if no one else is going to write something, maybe I will. And that's kind of where it picked up.
Okay, Dan, tell me, how did you go about starting this? I mean, who were the first maybe two or three people you contacted about Ken Caminiti?
The first person I contacted was his motorcycle developer, this guy named John Covington, and Ken got some of his motorcycles from him. And I felt like if this interview didn't go well, I could just move on. It wouldn't be a big deal, wouldn't be a big loss. And then I kind of just started pecking away at things from there. I talked to Sudden Sam McDowell pretty early, just on a whim. There was really no connection between him and Ken, as it turned out, but I figured why not. And it just kind of picked up from there. And then eventually I got to talk to Art Howe, and I talked to a couple other people that played or coached Ken, and, Merv Rettenmund. And from there just kind of picked up steam.
Well, you mentioned Sudden Sam McDowell. I mean, he was a recovering alcoholic, so, I mean, obviously he had addiction issues in his career, and a lot of people thought, if he'd have stayed, on the straight path, he very well, with his ability, could be a Hall of Famer, but that's not a bad call to talk with him.
Exactly, and that's really what I was looking for, and recognizing that connection between him and Ken, and the fact that they were both struggling with addiction throughout their careers, and obviously Sam has turned the corner and really done a lot of great things in outreach and helping other people, and I thought he would be good to just get a reflection of that.
Now we're visiting with Dan Good, author of Playing Through the Pain, Ken Caminiti and the Steroid Confession That Changed Baseball Forever. A great friend of mine and a great friend of San Diego who's passed away now, Kevin Towers. You had the opportunity to talk with KT about Cammy, didn't you?
I did. I talked to Kevin in 2016. He had just joined the Reds front office. And You know, I always knew that he and Ken had a special bond, and it was so interesting and meaningful to talk to Kevin about Ken, about, you know, the kind of style that Ken had, the type of leadership qualities he had, and the type of friend he was. It was really meaningful to talk to Kevin, and it was crushing and devastating when he passed away. He was so larger than life.
You know, Dan, having been in the Padre clubhouse a lot back in the day, I've said for many years on the air, and I've told, you know, friends that have asked about Cammy, not that I knew him real well. I mean, he knew me, I knew him, but, you know, I usually hung out with Tony Gwynn over in his corner of the clubhouse most of the time. But, you know, I watched Caminiti try to get prepared to play every night, and I've said I don't know how he went out and did it. He was so banged up and beat up and physically a mess, even when he was with the Padres. And even after he left the Padres, you know, he played for a few more years. But, I mean, are those the things that you found from talking to former teammates, coaches, managers, that they kind of question how this guy was actually able to get out there every night when the first pitch was being thrown?
Oh, yeah. So many of his teammates, even competitors, were just wowed by his ability to play every day, despite all the things he was going through, despite all the injuries. I mean, you go back to his 1996 season, he had the torn rotator cuff, but he had so many other injuries and bumps and bruises throughout the year, and he was just hurting the entire season, and that's how he played all the time.
I mean, you interviewed over 400 people for this book. I mean, who were maybe, you know, one or two people that really stood out? I mean, they're all great stories, and they all wanted to share their time and their stories about Cammy. But were there one or two that after you got done, you know, spending time with that person, you know, you walked away going, oh, my God, I can't believe that?
There were a couple. You know, one of them was Ken's steroid supplier, who had never come forward before. He and I connected in 2015 or so, and he told me, he was a friend of Ken's from high school, from childhood, and he told me that if you come out to California, I'll say everything I need to say. I didn't know going into it what he was going to tell me, but then he starts telling me about supplying Ken and other players with steroids, and that was, you know, my jaw was on the ground. I wasn't expecting that. There were so many little things. You know, looking back at Ken's 1998 spring training when he was getting heckled and he decided to sit down next to the heckler and confront him, you know, and tell him basically, you know, I don't come down to your job screaming at you. Why do you do it to me? So that was really interesting. And even some stories Phil Nevin told me were meaningful, too, because Phil was the number one pick by the Astros long before he, you know, had his all-star season with the Padres. And, you know, Phil was drafted as a third baseman. Here's a guy who's going to eventually take Ken's job. And instead of pushing Phil aside, Ken, you know, brought him to his house. He invited him over. They were working out together. He wanted to show him the ropes of what it meant to be a major league player. And Ken really did the same thing in 1998 with George Arias. George Arias was the young guy gunning for his position, and Ken was teaching him how to be a better defensive third baseman.
Well, it's pretty amazing stuff. Cammy was an amazing guy, and, you know, really, you take a look at his time here in San Diego. I mean, Tony Gwynn, a Hall of Famer. Trevor Hoffman was on the staff, a Hall of Famer. You know, Ricky Henderson was here for a part of the time. Ken was here, a guy that was in the Hall of Fame. But, man, Ken Caminiti was the guy that ruled the roost. He was the guy that made sure everybody was walking the straight and narrow. And he wasn't afraid, Dan, to go up to a guy and tell him, you got to start pulling your weight a little bit.
Yeah, he was. You're exactly right, you know. And he was so sharp with that glare. All he had to do was look at you. He didn't even have to say anything. All he had to do was that glare. He looked at you, and you wanted to just melt and do whatever he had to say. But, you know, and you look at the Tim Worrell situation in 1996 when, you know, Tim Worrell was jawing about being pushed to the bullpen, complaining. And Ken took all the stuff and dumped it near the manager's office. Basically said, you know, you want to talk and complain, you want to be the manager, here's your stuff. And, you know, he was just really that clubhouse enforcer, and he was that leadership presence that the team needed.
We're visiting with Dan Good, written a great book regarding Ken Caminiti, Playing Through the Pain, Ken Caminiti and the Steroid Confession That Changed Baseball Forever. Did you interview any of the family of Ken Caminiti, his ex-wife or his daughters?
I didn't. I was hoping to, you know, obviously I was hoping to talk to everybody, and they were right at the top of the list. His ex-wife was not interested in talking, and she was always a private person, even dating back to his Padres days. So it was difficult, you know, recognizing that and trying to be respectful of that. And, you know, every once and again, I'd check in with them and see if they, you know, the needle had moved at all, and it didn't. But, you know, it was really tough, you know, hitting that wall, but, you know, tried my best to honor their wishes and be respectful of the fact that they're private people. I mean, just because they're married to or their father's a famous person doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, they deserve to have every detail of their life thrown out there. They're private people who are connected to this person.
Did you get a chance to visit with Bruce Bochy at all?
I talked to Bruce Bochy. I talked to him in 2020. I'd been trying for years through the Giants to set up an interview with him, and it just didn't work out. And then he retired, and I just cold called him at home. I had some numbers that were attached to him and, you know, saved the phone number. I left a message, didn't know if it was going to be the right number, saved the phone number in my call in my phone as Bruce Bochy ? And I got a call back a week or two later, and it's either a wrong number or it's him. And I pick it up, and it's that gravelly voice. And I was like, yes, Bruce Bochy. We talked for like 45 minutes. He was great. He and Ken had such a strong connection, and he was really such a great manager for Ken. You know, Ken was one of those players who you didn't want to yell at him. He really struggled with managers who yelled. And Bruce was a guy who could pull you aside. You know, Ken knew that Bruce trusted him wholeheartedly, and you know, he would run through a wall for Bruce, and he just really loved playing for Bruce.
You know, as we wrap this interview up, Dan Good, what would you tell our listeners out there, and a lot of them to this day are still Ken Caminiti fans, what would you tell them about this book?
I think it's great that they're still Ken Caminiti fans. I myself am still a Ken Caminiti fan after all these years, after, you know, even wading through the difficulty and the sadness and the tough times. I still look back to 2003 at the stadium closing, you know, and Ken was worried about the ovation he was going to get. And, you know, everybody gives him a standing ovation, and it's this powerful moment. You know, it's so great to see the connection that Ken continues to have with San Diego and with the fans there. And, you know, it was really four special years that he had for the Padres. And it's just meaningful to look back at that time and meaningful to consider all the great things that happened in his life, even amid the sadness. There were so many good things, and so many of them happened during his time with the Padres.
Okay, as I let you get out of here, how can our fans get this book and get it quickly?
They can find it wherever books are sold, bookstores, Amazon, anywhere. Go pick it up.
All righty, sounds good. Dan, thanks so much for the time, and very much looking forward to reading the book.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.